The Minister of Roads and Highways, Joe Gidisu, says remedial measures are being put in place to make roads in Ashaiman more trouble. He said major works on drains have been completed. Mr. Gidisu said this in an interview with Radio Ghana. He assured motorists and the travelling public that the ministry will ensure that contractors working on the roads double up their efforts.
We have awarded those roads on contract. The major thrust of the works being done in Ashaiman first is the improvement in the drains. The drainage works are virtually almost completed on most sections of the road. And as at now, the main driveways are what we would be addressing. I do share the frustrations of motorists in and around Ashaiman as a result of the current state of those roads. And just 3 days ago, the municipal chief executive came to me to see how best we could improve on the situation. I just want to assure compatriots in that community that we are doing everything possible, at least in the interim.
How soon will this be done? Because it's like progress of work on roads in that area has delayed for a very long time.
Not that it has been delayed. The contractors are on site. There may be a slowdown in the works as a result of some challenges we have with releases in terms of for works done. However, it is our commitment, and as I noted, the greatest challenge is the drainage works that are being done. And if you drive around Ashaiman, almost all the major drains, which have never seen any improvement over the years, have been fixed. It is a process from where we will be getting onto the main road. However, as I noted, we will not wait for the contractors to eventually begin the base works on those roads, but we will now put in motion remedial measures to at least improve the driving quality on those roads whilst the contractors get on with their approach towards the works that have been designed for their construction.
Are you able to tell us some of these remedial measures?
It should be possible for us to bring in materials to fill some of the potholes and other, you know, depressions on the roads to make them motorable and more accessible.
Mr. Gidisu warned encroachers on the George Walker Bush Highway to vacate before the ministry descends on them.
We would want to say that nature abhors vacuum, so that those areas that are perhaps the open spaces along the road are not there for nothing. We have earmarked them for various facilities. And for that matter, I would want to say that there is a need for us to speed up the construction of those facilities at those points where those spaces are, so as to prevent those encroachers. Now that place, my attention had been drawn to it. I believe that it is those open spaces, some we have fenced, but others which are not fenced, there is a need for us to see how best we can prevent those encroachers from taking the having a field day in coming back. Now that we have already paid compensation to them, there is no need for them to come back to those spots.
The Minister of Roads and Highways, Joe Gidisu, in that interview with Yaya Kwamwa.